Welcome to Real Reiki Real Life, Real Spirituality, a podcast radio show that has raw, authentic, real discussions on personal growth, real life, Reiki, healing, spirituality, and sometimes anything in between. It is my hope and intention to inspire and weave unity, healing, love, peace, acceptance, non-judgment, and hopefully wisdom into all the lives who listen to this show. If you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you would like to schedule a distant healing session, please contact us on our website at realreikirealife.com. I am Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, I am back. As you have noticed, the jingle has changed on this podcast. And I hope that everyone isn't too disappointed because this podcast actually has been running for about 4 years now. And because of this, I felt it was about time to add a fresh change. And also, many of you have heard me discuss in prior episodes how my own spirituality and perspective has undergone major shifts. So with that, I am not the same person I was when I started this podcast, and as such, many of my viewpoints that I once presented no longer resonate. And what a beautiful thing that is when we can experience growth in such a way that it causes us to steer our ship into deeper waters of growth and understanding, where we can actually correct the course if needed. So with that, you will find the energy of this podcast has changed. But the same real, authentic, raw, and sometimes zany and funny discussions on personal growth, spirituality, and Reiki still remain. I am so excited to rejoin you all as a stronger, wiser, more authentic version of my old self. Before we begin this podcast, I would like to invite you to think of a loved one that you have lost that you would give anything to spend more time with. Someone that has passed on, that you miss very, very much, that if you could, you would give anything to spend 5 minutes, a day, an hour, a month, whatever that may look like for you, who would that be? Take a moment now just to think of who that would be. Now, before you think about who that would be, please don't think of somebody that you might have lost during the pandemic. We will honor space for that later in this episode, but for right now, just think of somebody who has passed on that you would love to spend more time with. And who is that person, and what time would you want to spend with them? So keep this in mind because we're going to revisit this later on in this podcast of why I even had you think of that. Okay, so before I go further, I want to take some time to acknowledge that there are going to be some sensitive issues brought up in this episode. And I realize that what I have to say, what my truth is not always going to be what somebody else's truth is. And it may not resonate with everybody, and that's okay. As always, take what does resonate and leave what does not. This is always the case pretty much for anything in life. Just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Or if nothing resonates, then just understand and acknowledge that this is coming from a space of love, kindness, and a desire to help those who it might resonate with, or it might be life-changing or helpful for. So I have been having a hard time with this pandemic. I don't know about all of you out there, but I've been having a hard time. I am not afraid to say that I struggle with mental health issues. In fact, I think a lot of us in this work come to this work because we've had a lot of struggle in life. And because of the struggle in life, we've maybe developed some mental health challenges, or maybe we have genetic predispositions to mental health challenges. So I'm not afraid to say that I struggle with bouts of depression. I struggle with anxiety. And we're going to do an episode on that in the future, not too long after this one. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. And the point is, those of us who find ourselves in this work are here because we've struggled with that too, and we want to help others who are struggling, and we want to help ourselves as well. So I believe in being real. I believe in being raw about the challenges we have in life. I don't believe in putting out a perfect picture or that everything is perfect or that I've never struggled. And that's something that's always been very important to me as I've recorded this podcast, is to put a real, raw, authentic spin on spirituality, on life, and on Reiki. So with that, I have been struggling with this pandemic because there is so much toxicity out there right now. Social media, in fact, I had to temporarily delete my Facebook account because social media is so toxic right now. You've got so much out there. So many people have an agenda. There's so much judgment, so much finger pointing throughout this whole pandemic. It has brought out the best in people, and it also has brought out the worst in people, unfortunately. So for me, I had enough going on in my personal life these last several months that I could not take the toxicity of social media anymore, nor the news. I mean, I don't watch the news anyway because it's just based on fear most of the time. They like to focus on the negative aspects of life and the really painful, hard things of life. And I'm not saying we need to bury our heads in the sand regarding that. I'm just saying that very, very seldom do they ever concentrate on any of the good things in life. If they do, it's like a 30-second segment where the rest of the news show is all about negative stuff. People yelling at each other, people, you know, wanting to be right, and egos getting inflated. And I mean, it's too much. It's too much. And those of us who are sensitive or empathic, we feel that even more. And in some cases, we even take it on. So this whole pandemic has triggered the shadow in us in many, many ways. And going through the pandemic can kind of make it so that it's easy to focus on what we have lost. For me, and I know this will probably resonate with a lot of you out there listening to this, or you might even add more to the list that I have, but for me, some of that is the loss of freedom to go in public without fear of getting sick. Not being able to smile at people as you pass them in the supermarket or in the store somewhere or on the streets because everybody's wearing a mask and you can't connect with basic humanity by smiling at somebody and then having them smile back. Or not. If they don't smile back, that's okay. But the important thing is making that human connection via the smile. And lost connections with people, because video conferencing is wonderful, but it's not a substitute for interpersonal relationships that are in person. And loss of jobs for some people. I haven't lost a job, but my massage therapy and Reiki practice have been impacted. I do have a morning job, and I'm grateful and thankful that I have some income coming in still for that, but my massage and my Reiki practice has suffered from this, right? So it's easy for a lot of us to go to a place of feeling so much and feeling a lot, because we can see how this has impacted not just ourselves, but our loved ones as well. And that lack of connection when we are wired to feel or to experience human connection is huge. That loss of connection with others is huge right now. And I've been focusing way, way too much on the things that I have lost lately. And there's nothing wrong with focusing on the things that you have lost, because those are real losses. And we need to grieve what once was and what hopefully will be back again, but we don't know. And that's another thing that kind of puts us in a place of anxiety and stress and depression, is not knowing how all of this is going to pan out. And the ambiguity of this is scary. The not knowing, the not understanding why this is happening. So I got to a place of not even liking the world the way it is right now. I miss the days where we could all go to the movies, where we can go out to eat, where we could go to public events, where we could see live music without fear. and without all the toxicity and judgment that is out there surrounding all of this. I miss those days. And as, gosh, I don't even know how many weeks we're into this now. I think we're almost into month 5 of the pandemic. It's getting harder and harder to maintain a space of not mourning those losses. Again, before I go further, I just want to take time to honor space for people who have lost loved ones, lost jobs, significant financial losses, those who have been sick themselves, and those who have struggled in major ways in this pandemic. But hopefully it can help those in that space see that despite the losses, there have been gains. Not that it erases your loss, not that it makes it so that now you can say, oh, well, all this positive stuff has happened, I need to focus on that. No, it's to hopefully bring balance, bring us back to center when probably most of us aren't really feeling that right now. So that's my intention for those people who have had those significant losses, is my hope is for you that this episode will not trigger so much pain, but reflection amongst the pain. Okay, so for those who have not lost jobs, loved ones, been sick, the intention of this episode for you is to help quantify those gains so we can honor both the shadow and the light this pandemic has brought. So with that, I want you to think back to the loved one that you lost at the beginning of this episode, the one that I asked you to think about. Now remember who that person was and how much time you would have loved to have extra with that person at the end of their life. Would that have been a day, a week, a month, a year, 2 years? Whatever that is. Just think about that for a moment again. And with that in mind, I want to just tell you really quick background for this so that you can kind of understand where I'm going with this. I was having a really hard time yesterday and I wasn't in the best space. I just wasn't. I was feeling useless because I can't go out and serve others the way that brings me a lot of comfort, joy, and fulfillment. So I was feeling useless. There goes my windows. And there was a lot of anxiety and depression that took a hold of me. So I decided to do a meditation to ask for help to get out of that funk, because I'm tired of being in that funk. Like most people, we're tired of feeling all of this. We are. And during the meditation, a lot of things came through. But later that night, when I went to bed, and as my little sweet doggy joined me in bed and just was snuggling right next to me, I was petting him and loving on him and just really, really enjoying his energy. And the reflection that always comes is, oh, he's so gray now. He's 11 years old. We're not going to have him with us as much longer as we would like. I mean, we've been so lucky to have him for the 11 years that we've had. We got him when he was a puppy, but now he's developing more silver when he used to be pitch black. And it's easy to look at him and see all the time that he is not the puppy that he used to be, that he's actually an old man and considered a senior citizen in dog years. And then the thought came of wishing that I could have more time with my little dog of, oh, if I could only have maybe 5 or 6 years more, I would be so happy. And then the thought came of, congratulations, Patricia. The universe is actually granting you your wish. But instead of asking for more time at the end of his life, where perhaps he might be sick and you may not be able to enjoy the time with him as much, you're actually being given more time now, where he is still healthy, where you can enjoy him to the fullest because of this pandemic. Bam! Oh my goodness, bam! That was like a splash of icy water to my face. A huge wake-up call of, oh my gosh, Patricia, that is so true. And then I got to thinking, oh my gosh, this means that I'm getting more time with my husband. And so I thought about it and I thought, wow, at the end of Trevor's life, if he goes first, I know I'm going to want more time with him and ask and wish and hope that there would have been more time. I wish there would have been an extra week, an extra day, an extra whatever, right? And so I got so excited that I rushed to do the calculations as to how much time I've actually been granted as of today. Wow, let me tell you, that was another icy cold water in the face moment, because as of today, July 16th, I figured out that I've actually been given another month with my dog. And how I figured that out is all the extra time that I've been spending home as a result of this pandemic, the times that I would have either been out socializing or out doing other things. But I figured and added up all the hours and figured that I have another month with my little dog. Isn't that crazy to think about it this way? I have another month with him in good health that I wouldn't have otherwise. And then I rushed to see, oh, I want to know how much I've had with my husband. And with him, it was harder to calculate like it was with my dog because I work 4 hours in the morning and I don't want to count those hours because I am at my job at home working and I'm not able to spend quality time with my husband. So I had to count the 4 hours that he is here doing his job. Well, 8 hours for him, but that would be 4 hours of my own time with him. And I can't even quantify what other hours there are that I've been spending with him outside of those extra 4 hours. I mean, we've been eating at home a heck of a lot more, spending so much more time together. It's really, really hard to quantify. But based upon those 4 hours alone, so far, what, almost 5 months into this, I have been given an extra 2 weeks and a day with my husband. So with that, the thought came, congratulations, Patricia. The universe has granted your wishes in advance where you can actually enjoy the extra time with your loved ones. Now, I know what you're saying. There are people out there right now, and I can't identify with this, but I know those who have children at home, it's probably been a very, very trying time for you. I don't want to minimize that. I don't want to minimize the fact that your challenges, your struggles are real with having children home since, what, March? And it's now mid-July. I know it's been a trial. It's been a challenge. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, if you think about your children and your loved ones and how, when everything is said and done, you would have wanted more time with them. In fact, that brings me to another point. I used to be a patient advocate for cancer patients. That meant I would help them navigate the crazy world of insurance, deductibles, prior authorizations, helping them find cost-effective ways to get the medication they needed if they couldn't afford it, help with indigent patients who didn't have insurance to find the community resources needed. That was my job. And the number one thing that patients would say to me, and their loved ones, let me start with the patients first though, is they wish they had had more time. They wish they would have had more time. So the thing that we can also take from this when our time comes to leave this earth is to look back on these moments and say, you know what, I was given more time. And the number one thing that their loved ones would tell me is, I wish I had more time. After their loved one had passed, they would sit down with me and sob and cry, I wish I'd had more time with her. I wish I would have taken all the things in life that don't matter anymore. For instance, they would say things like working extra hours at my job or spending time doing things that really don't matter and that took me away from my loved one and made it so that I couldn't spend quality time with them. That was the number one thing that the loved ones would always tell me, is they wanted more time. I want to say though, that does not mean that when they do die, we need to have this Pollyanna attitude of, well, at least we had an extra week, month, whatever, right? I don't want to minimize the pain that comes from losing a loved one or the pain that comes from when it's the end of your own life. What I want to do is hopefully show you that now you can say, yes, I wish I had an extra month. I wish I had an extra week, an extra hour, extra day, whatever the case may be. Yes, I wish I had that. That would be amazing. And while I'm going to miss my loved one more than I can ever bear, I can't imagine life without them. But what I can also do is make space for the fact that I can cherish the extra time that was granted. All the extra memories that we were able to make when they were in good health. That is my wish in putting this out there. And I invite you to make your own list. Even list those loved ones right now who you are spending time with who might be driving you crazy. Luckily, I'm not in that place right now because I just have me, my husband, and my little dog in my house. And my husband and I are careful to make time just for ourselves, where we just go off and be by ourselves. And the other one honors and acknowledges that the person just needs alone and needs to be alone and have their own space. I understand that may not be possible for some of you listening to this out there. You have children, you have babies, you have other responsibilities under your own roof that make it so that possibly these people that you love are driving you crazy. And there's nothing wrong with that. Being under the same roof 24 hours a day can get a bit trying. It can. And there's nothing wrong with that, with feeling those feelings. But I do invite you to even list them on your list, because like I said, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, we'll be like those cancer patients. We'll be like the family of the cancer patients who wish they'd had extra time. So make your list and see what kind of calculations you can come up with. Me, for my husband, I was given 2 weeks and 1 day, and that was just with the work time. I cannot quantify all the other extra hours that I've been given, that I'm not spending socializing, that I'm not spending out doing other things and not spending time with my husband. So in reality, I've been given a lot more time with him than what I can see on paper right now. But I can at least say I've been given 2 weeks and a day more with him. And then I actually decided to take this list a step further at this point. And it's up to you whether you want to do this or not. But I made a list of all the things that I have lost. So I started a little column with all the things that I had lost. And then I had another column of all the things that I have gained. So I invite you to do that same list, because it's important to honor what we have lost, but it's also important to honor what we have gained. And unfortunately, amidst all of this darkness that this pandemic has brought, it is easy to lose sight of the light. So when you look at that list, I want you to look at the things that you have lost and then look at the things that have been gained. And I hope that at least one item stands out to you on the lost list, that when you look at the list that you have gained, you can think, you know what, that loss doesn't seem as significant anymore. Because of that loss, I now have an extra 2 weeks with my husband that I've been given, or I've been given an extra month with my dog, or whatever the case may be for you. Now, I want to point out in saying this that not all the items on the lost list will ever be compensated for what has been gained. There are some losses that are so deep that it seems like no compensation, nothing on the gained list can take the place of what has been lost. And I fully honor and respect that. And I hope you do too. But hopefully you can look at what has been gained and see that what has been lost has shown up elsewhere, which is your gained list. It has shown up as tender mercies during a very painful time for you. We have lost much, yes. And it remains to be seen what else we might continue to lose as this continues to play out. This is why it is so important to keep this list, if you do it, updated with the losses so we can mourn them, and also the gains, so that we can celebrate them. This is how we can find balance in a world that seems anything but balanced at this time. This can help you see and honor not only what has been lost, but what has been gained. And before I go, I wish to offer you, no matter where you are, love, peace, understanding, and non-judgment for yourself and others at this crazy and uncertain time. May you take the time to honor that which has been lost. Process it, be with it, sit with it, and know it is okay to be with it. But may you also do the same process for the incredible gains you have from this as well. Okay, so one last thing. I know I said I was going to go, but one last thing. Whew, another thing that has been very, very heavy out there in addition to the pandemic is the whole Black Lives Movement. That is another podcast in and of itself. But what I want to say, or briefly say, is that I don't know about you, but when it hit with the George Floyd being murdered, I thought, oh God, why now? We are barely surviving this pandemic madness. And now we have this civil unrest on top of trying to manage the pandemic. And then the thought came, Patricia, welcome to the lives of all people of color. They haven't had the privilege or luxury of escaping this. on top of the pandemic. They've been dealing with both. In fact, they've been dealing with this their entire lives. For them, it was like the pandemic on top of this. For us white people, it was the pandemic first and then this on top of it. So Patricia and all of you who are white, welcome to the lives of all people of color. As time went on, I had the realization that having this happen right now is actually the perfect time. Originally, I was like, oh no, why now when there's so much I want to do, but I can't, or there's already so much pain and suffering right now in the world, and now this is on top of it. It's like, Patricia, that pain and suffering has always been there. It's always been there for people of color. You just haven't been able to see it because that hasn't been your reality or your experience. And so the reason this is the perfect timing, in my opinion, for all of this to happen. And now I'm not saying it was a good thing that this poor man was murdered. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it's the perfect time for all of this civil unrest to occur because we actually have more time now. We white people have more time to reflect upon what is being said by people of color, what their experiences have been. Whereas most of us before the pandemic, we're busy with our regular lives. We were busy with all the things in life that keep us distracted, whatever that may be. And now most of us have more time than we thought we'd ever have on our hands. And we can't run away from it now. We can't. I guess we could if you really seriously want to bury your head in the sand and not understand what other people's reality have been. So those of us who want change, those of us who want equality and basic human rights for all, regardless of race, regardless of sexual gender or identity, regardless of sexual orientation, are being given the gift of choosing to listen to others who have not been given the same rights and privileges as we have. And again, it is the perfect timing, as all things in the universe are, for this to happen right now. In our normal white lives, like I said, we would be distracted by the everyday things. And I believe that this is providing the perfect space for true change to occur because voices can now be heard of those who have been in pain for far too long. Because like our list we have made, we cannot see what needs to be changed, right? We can't until we write it down. And the gifts being presented, if we are not willing to dig deep and see what is actually staring us in the face, will be gifts that are left unopened. If you are a person of color, I want to extend the invitation to have you as a guest on my podcast. I know that because I am a white person, I come from a place of privilege and I can't even begin to understand what it's like to be brown. In certain ways, I can. I'm not trying to equate myself to somebody who actually has brown skin because mine is white, but I am half Mexican. My mother is brown. And I've seen how racism has showed up in her life. I've seen how it has showed up in my relatives' lives who are Mexican. So while it hasn't been my reality as far as living in fear when a cop pulls up to me, okay, my only fear as a white person is like, oh shit, was I speeding? And then frantically going, oh my gosh, I was going 50. What is the speed limit here? Is it 45? Is it 35? Is it 40? Whatever, right? You know, those thoughts that run through your mind when a cop pulls behind you if you're white and not brown. But when a cop pulls up to a person of color, and this is just what I have heard, this isn't my own experience, obviously, but this is what I've heard from people of color, the thought goes through their mind of, oh crap, are they going to find whatever reason they can to pull me over because I'm brown or because I'm black? And the thought comes of, shit, was I speeding? Like it does for white people. So you can see how unequal, and I'm not trying to say that life needs to be equal. We all know life is not fair. We know that in many ways, a lot of us have more than others. That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is that there are human beings who do not get the same experience just by virtue of their skin color. This isn't because they didn't choose to do something or they chose something in their life or they made the bed that they are lying in, you know, any of those painful types of judgments that people can cast upon others. This is just because they have a different skin color. Anyway, back to, I kind of digressed there for a bit, but if you are a person of color, I would love, love, love to have you on my podcast and to talk about your experiences, to give you a voice, to give you a platform, give you the mic, to help us understand even more what your experience has been, to help us see things from your perspective. I think white people need to do their due diligence in researching and educating themselves where they might be doing this in their own lives, but also collaborating with people of color and saying, hey, I've been studying up on this, and it's my understanding that your experience has possibly been XYZ. Is this the case? Rather than going up to that person of color and saying, hey, teach me about what it is to be black. Teach me what it is to be brown. It's not their job to be our teacher. It's not. It's our job to teach ourselves, but to use them to help us after we've done our own due diligence in educating ourselves on what that could possibly look like. It's kind of like if you think of it as something that you're good at in life. Let's just think of whatever that is. Think of something that you're good at. And having somebody come up to you and just say, teach me everything you know about this thing that you're good at. You'd be like, wait a minute, go read some books first, go get a basic understanding of what this is like, or what it is that you know you want to learn from me. And then come to me with that understanding of, hey, I've studied this. This is what I'm getting. This is what my perception has been reading this. Is this true? Is this what has been your experience? Or is this what has been maybe other people of color experience? That's how we can initiate true change. And because we have this extra time on our hands right now, we can educate ourselves as white people. So any people of color, please contact me. You can contact me through the SpeakPipe, which is like a recording device on my website, which is realreikirealife.com. Or you can shoot me an email to realreikirealife@gmail.com. And when you shoot me an email or a SpeakPipe, tell me what it is that you would like to talk about, to plant the seeds in the hearts of people listening, to be able to have that desire, that energy, and even the time as we have it right now to understand those things more on a deeper level. So that is it for today. And with that, I am Patricia Keene reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to our website, realreikirealife.com, and subscribe there to be informed of all future episodes, schedule healing distance sessions, take an online class, or leave a comment or feedback about the show. Please also check out our YouTube channel under Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality for free meditations and other fun and inspiring videos. Remember, go in love and peace. Until next time.